You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time has come for us to play Rattle Off. You know what makes me feel really good?
The back rub.
That, and when I look over and I see that every single phone line we have is occupied by a Dom and Jeremy listener.
Yes, thank you, everybody. It's exciting.
People want to chat.
Yep.
People be chatty. Hi, Mary. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
What are you up to today?
Just got to work a bit ago and opening up everything.
What do you
opening
do?
Opening it up.
What are you opening up?
I sell quality leather shoes.
Quality!
In other words, you had the choice. You could have sold crappy leather shoes, mm-hmm. and you instead went with quality.
It's probably a good move.
Oh, yeah. And I could name the brands, but we're not going to be mean today.
Don't do that.
Yeah, no need. No need to do that. What's the average price?
Yeah, what's your big seller?
Average price.
So my average boot goes for about $230.
$330? Is that what you said?
Oh, $230.
$230.
It'll last you a lifetime, though.
Yeah, and our most expensive one, it runs, I think, $420.
Huh. Okay, so this will sicken Jeremy, but I... The most expensive pair of shoes in my closet, I bought several years ago at Nordy's. And I call them my Beetle boots. They look similar to the kind that the Fab Four wore back in the day. But they're these leather, like, little, what are those called? Like, half, quarter-size boots or whatever for men?
Okay.
And I paid, like, 600 and something for them.
Oh, my God.
But, I will tell you, I've had those for more than 15 years. They still look pristine, so it's that whole cost per wear thing.
Sure it
Jeremy.
Is, yeah. Good
you
God.
Get the quality. Yeah, you get the quality like Mary's
you
talking
put conditioner
about.
Conditioner on them. And...
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. I even use the little shoe, what's it called, like a shoe tree or whatever you stick inside there?
Oh, to keep them formed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cute.
And I have never spent anything close to that for a
That's
pair of
insane.
Shoes.
Insane.
Except for that one. Hey, I wore them when I got married. They'd been around, I'd had them 15 years, and they still looked brand new.
Well, you do you, buddy.
What's the most expensive shoe you've ever bought, Jer?
Probably $250, $300 for some cowboy boots that I really liked.
Well, so what's the diff half. Then?
Well, about $350, it sounds like.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's still, once you get over $300.
They're good boots, though. Really good boots. Yeah, they're made from a real high-quality leather.
Let me just put it this way. The difference between our two, the shoe wear is that mine don't have horse poop on the bottom.
I don't have horse poop. I'm an urban cowboy, Dom. Mary, you want to play this game?
No.
I definitely do.
You're sick of us talking about shoes. She's like, guys, I deal with shoes all day.
That's true. People's feet stink when they're trying on your shoes.
Yeah, but face masks help.
Yeah. That's the problem with the leather shoe, though, too. It doesn't breathe enough. It's not breathable. Your feet stink.
Well, then you need your quality socks.
Do you sell quality socks as well?
I do.
Way to upsell. Good upsell.
Yeah. You know, if you don't want these shoes to smell
stink.
like a 7-year-old who's been out playing in the sand pit. All right, let's play Rattle Off. 10 seconds, Mary. 10 seconds. We were just talking about dinosaurs. So now, please, in 10 seconds, name 5 different dinosaurs. Ready, and go.
Okay, so there's the Tyrannosaurus, the Pterodactyl, the Stegosaurus, the Raptor.
Oh, no!
Four!
No!
Oh, so close!
Did she say Triceratops?
You should have said Triceratops.
Brachiosaurus, Brontosaurus. Man.
Diplodocus.
All right, Mary Pants. Darn it.
You know, it was fun talking to you. I hope you sell a whole bunch of shoes today.
Get you some.
Oh, thank you.
Good luck.
All right. Bye, Mary.
Bye. Have a great day.
Bye.
Okay.
Oh, she seemed bummed.
Is she sad?
A little bit. I think it's because I said your feet stink in leather shoes. I think that kind of ticked her off.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, how's it going, boys?
Fine.
Star Wars Jonathan.
It's Star Wars!
Jonathan!
What?
thank you for that theme song. I love it.
Yeah, nerd. You bet.
So we were talking on the show the other
Star Wars characters, right?
Yeah.
Give him Star Trek.
Battlestar Galactica characters. Ready?
Go.
We were talking on the show the other day about how PO'd we were at J.J. Abrams for his announcement that he just threw those last three Star Wars movies together and didn't even bother to plan anything. How'd you feel about that, Jonathan?
You know, that's kind of a betrayal. That's sad. I mean, I could see that happening in that last movie because it did seem kind of thrown together by a committee. People weren't really know what they were doing. But I thought the first one was really good. So it's just, you know, they spent a lot. Disney spent a lot of money on those movies. How could they not plan this?
How could they not plan it?
They were just winging it.
I'm going to put you on the spot. I don't think we've ever asked Star Wars Jonathan this question. Of the nine, which one is the best?
Oh, the original. The first Star Wars movie by far.
Oh, really?
A New Hope?
I think Rogue One's the best one.
Really?
Yeah.
Rogue One's good. I just, there's a lot of death in it, and, you know, I can't show it to my 7-year-old kid yet, so it's a heavy Star Wars.
Yeah, show
You have
him.
A kid?
It's just a movie. Yeah.
You've had relations?
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Good for you.
Oh,
I had no idea.
Ding, ding, ding.
Huh. Oh, wow.
I'm with
weird.
You, though. I'm going to go with A New Hope. That's my favorite.
Good one. So. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's play the game.
All right.
10 seconds. This one's weird, but in 10 seconds, we need 5 things that you might butter. 5 things you put butter on. 5 things you butter, Star Wars Jonathan. Ready? And go.
Toast, bagel, bread, raisin bread. Fruit?
Who's buttering their fruit?
And how many different breads are you
having? Banana bread.
Shut up with that.
Toast and then bread.
Nobody butters fruit.
Nobody's buttering fruit.
All you had to say was corn on the cob or a
pancake.
Baked potato.
Give me
pancakes.
Waffles. Potato, baked potato.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I can't accept fruit.
We're not accepting fruit.
No.
You just don't know the pleasures of buttering fruit. It's okay.
And you're right, and we never will know that.
But they do it on Tatooine.
Blue milk butter. I don't know.
Jonathan, you're the best. Have a great day, buddy.
See you, man.
See you later.
Later.
Okay, bye-bye.
He's a good guy.
I love that guy.
Me too.
I don't care who knows. Sandra, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning. How are you guys?
Super.
Oh, we're delightful. We're just having a great day. We don't even want this show to end. We might stay on till noon today.
No, I'm not.
Well, there you go.
So it's Dom and Jeremy until 10, and then it's just Dom.
It's just
noon.
Dom. I got things to do today.
Yeah. Sandra, what are you doing today?
I took the day off. I'm dropping my daughter off at a swim camp, and then I need to go get my house ready because my parents are flying in from South Dakota. We haven't seen them since 2019.
Oh, that's cool.
Is your mom like judgy when she comes to your house? Mm-hmm. Like, does she run a finger over things
white,
to see if there's
white
dust
glove
on
test.
Or anything?
Of course, I was just scrubbing my washing machine so that she wouldn't comment on it. So if that tells you anything.
Wow. She's picky, huh?
Well, her house is not like that. But, you know, when she comes to my house, she likes to say, can I clean your fan for you?
I noticed.
Take her up on it. Say, yeah,
let her clean.
You know, when she walks in the door, you should have a bucket and a mop just sitting there waiting.
Welcome.
There you go. Good idea.
God, Mom, where you been? Get to work. work for your meals around here.
That's right.
Where are they coming from? Did you say South Dakota?
Yeah, the Sioux Falls area in South Dakota. I'm from there, but I've been here for 18 years now.
Yeah, good.
That's cool. That's a nice people in that area. I have to say, there's nice people around
there. I got family up there.
Yeah.
Hey, I hope you and Mama and them have a good time, all right?
Thanks, I hope so too.
10 seconds. What are 5 things people collect? 5 things you might collect, Sandra. Ready? And go.
Coins, stamps, Disney memorabilia, leaves, rocks.
Leaves
what was
and
the
rocks.
What memorabilia in the middle?
Disney.
What was that?
Disney memorabilia.
Memorabilia.
Yeah, people do that.
Did you say leaves and rocks?
Yeah, I used to have a leaf collection when I was little.
I know Jeremy saved a leaf from one of his dates with Nicole, right?
Yeah, a little. It was like a place that Nicole and I used to go out and flirt with each other near the office where we met. And I took a leaf from a tree there that's shaped like a heart, and I framed it. Yeah, it's still up in the house.
Poor tree. Ripping leaves off of it. I guess people
might collect leaves. They put them like in books, you know.
I know the rock collection, that's for sure. So I think the leaves.
I'm going to give her leaves.
We'll give it to you. You're a winner!
Good job, leaf
Listen,
lady.
Listen, you be sure to tell Mama that you won a prize.
Yeah.
You know?
Give her a squeeze. Give her a squeeze from us, all right?
So she can
okay, sounds good.
She can be all proud of her little Sandra.
She's so smart.
And there you go.
Stand by. Joshua will chat with you about your burger prize, okay?
All right, great. Thank you.
Welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening.
Cool.
All right.
Good game.